I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. Auditions via YouTube were at the core of this piece, Mothership, by the Bay Area's own Mason Bates. But that was for the YouTube Symphony Orchestra. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra is making use of the same principle for a new competition. The winner will get a prize of $10,000 plus a concerto performance with the orchestra late November and early December.
Technology has changed our lives in so many ways. And the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra is now using the wonderful technology of the internet to add excitement to our classical concert series.
That's conductor Manfred Honeck. They've limited the solo instruments they'll be considering to 10. Piano, violin, cello, flute, oboe, clarinet, bassoon, horn, trumpet, and harp. And since they're on YouTube, in order not to violate copyright, the pieces that instrumentalists audition with have to be in the public domain, which immediately removes more recent works and a lot of concertos written for other, more exotic instruments. Players have to be from the U.S., over the age of 18, and not under management. The Pittsburgh Symphony is going to be crowdsourcing the semi-final round of judging.
What is fantastic about this competition is that it allows people from all over the world to vote for a soloist to perform with our orchestra.
There are going to be up to 20 semi-finalists with audition videos posted at the PSO's YouTube channel, with four finalists getting live auditions in Pittsburgh. The deadline for submitting a video is the 22nd of March, with the public voting on the submitted videos during the second half of April. Also on the program at those concerts this November and December, Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony, and perhaps not coincidentally, Mothership by Mason Bates. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.